After a three-year hiatus, the Kenai Peninsula Tustamina 200 sled dog race is over. Iditarod veteran Sim Smith of Big Lake took first place, followed closely by Girdwood musher Nicholas Petit. KBBI's Shayla Farzan reports.
The final stretch of the Tustamina 200 sled dog race was nearly too close to call. Nicolas Petit led the pack for much of the 200-mile race through Kenai Peninsula's Caribou Hills. But just after the final checkpoint at Freddy's Lodge in Nanilchik, Sim Smith began closing the gap.
I realized that Nick was just outrunning me. I got back to Freddy's and I'd only made 5 minutes, and I was just like, oh no, this is going to be really tough. And it was. It was definitely tough to catch him.
Smith sped up, catching sight of Petit just 30 miles from the finish line. The two mushers were neck and neck for the last leg of the race, zipping through near blizzard conditions.
When he saw me, he started really pouring it to it, and I could barely keep up with him for the next 20 miles, probably almost. And finally, his dog started to get a little tired of the speed he was holding, but he really put up a good fight for like 20 miles.
Smith finished in 26 hours, 3 minutes, just 3 minutes ahead of Petit.
There's your winner!
For Petit, winning the race was never the goal.
I don't care if we win. I'm just going to run my dogs at this pace that I think works for them. And if we get passed by 30 people, I don't care.
Fairbanks musher Dave Turner finished third, clocking in at 26 hours, 48 minutes. Because T200 is one of the most southern races in the state, teams often cope with warmer conditions than they're used to. Turner said he kept a close eye on his dogs to be sure they didn't overheat.
It was a good 50 degrees warmer than the highest that what we were used to for the last like 3 weeks. Half the dogs didn't want to drink anything when we finished the run, and they all drank later, but it took a while. They needed to cool down.
The trail begins in Kasilof, curving south through the Caribou Hills to Homer before looping north again. A tight turn on a bridge over Deep Creek in Nanilchik proved tricky for several teams, including that of seasoned musher Mitch Seavey. Deep Creek was one of the few places on the trail with open water, unlike in years past when the race was canceled due to warm, wet conditions. Some mushers, like Monica Zappa of Kasilof, have been hoping for a chance to compete on home turf.
I've totally been waiting for 4 years to do this race. Wasn't sure if it was ever going to happen, but here we are.
Crowds met the racers at checkpoints along the way to cheer them on, including McNeil Canyon Elementary School in Homer. Mila Porcel, who conducts freight expeditions with sled dogs, was one of the spectators at McNeil. She says working as a musher goes beyond the excitement of the race.
These animals are unbelievable in what they can do, the minds they have, the energy that they feed you, and that's a very, very special feeling when you get this synergy between you and this group of dogs.
23 teams competed in the race, with two scratches. This year's $30,000 purse will be distributed among the top 20 mushers. In Homer, I'm Shayla Farzan.